snow come to cover the ground.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So one of Chicagoland's very own Anderson's Candy Shop has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for almost 100 years. And when you think about Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrate, Hanukkah candy plays the biggest role. Anderson's is a four-generation tradition in their family, and giving Anderson's as a gift has become a multi-generational tradition for thousands of others. It's the best chocolate I've ever had, and Anderson's are some of the nicest people I've ever met. And joining us to talk family history and the world of sweet treats is Leif Anderson. Good morning, Leif.
Dave, how you doing?
Happy holidays as always. Are your hands sticky full of chocolate right now? Are you working?
We just finished work, and I'm exhausted.
So. I bet you are. It's crazy season for you. And I always love sharing the story, almost 100 years in the making, all starting with your grandpa.
Yes, that's right. He started in Chicago and started his own business because he was on the road with his wife in Iowa rather than at home in Chicago when she gave birth to my father, Reynold. And he said, you know, I don't want to be on the road representing somebody else's company. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be at home next time this happens. So he started his own business on Armitage Avenue.
Wow. And now, of course, in Richmond and in Barrington, and, you know, you're always kind enough when I'm there to give me a little tour. And I got it in watching them. I mean, everything's made by hand back there. It is the creamiest. And I'm saying this, folks, honest to goodness, best chocolate I've ever had. I can't eat any other chocolate anymore. You've spoiled me. Seriously.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
We try.
Absolutely.
The best words I ever hear.
Awesome. But everything's from scratch. So everything handmade, and it's all in a copper kettle over an antique gas stove in your Richmond location. But all these ingredients that you use, I mean, it's the best of the best.
Yes, it is. And it's a full-time job for me, searching out and maintaining a supply of high-quality ingredients. As the candy industry has changed into a lowest common denominator sort of thing, it gets harder and harder to find the ingredients. In many cases, we have to begin making the ingredients from scratch because they're no longer available commercially. And that's been the biggest change in the industry over the past 50 years that I've been doing it.
Yeah, it's better chocolate. So, I mean, you're talking raw cane sugar. It's grade A, double A Wisconsin butter, Madagascar bourbon vanilla extract, whole cream. I mean, you're using real stuff, and that's what makes it so delicious.
Well, yeah, and to give you two examples this year, and this is something we face every year, but it changes which product it is. There have been a problem with the blight of the trees in Madagascar. And vanilla, the best vanilla, is more difficult to get. The price of vanilla this year alone, the vanilla we use, went from $90 a gallon to almost $400.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And that's if you can even get it.
Wow.
And Brazil nuts have gone from, $6 a pound to almost $17 a pound, for example. So those kind, and it's to help distribute the dwindling supply, so that it's just much more. If you can get Brazil nuts at all, they cost you an arm and a leg right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all these ingredients you're talking about, because you have such a large variety of candy bars, I mean, you're looking for, you know, whether it's apricot, whether it's the nuts, whether it's a peppermint, whatever it is, you're looking across the country and across the world for the best stuff.
Absolutely. One of the stories that people don't realize, what a global economy we have. When Chernobyl happened, 20 years ago, whatever that was, the best filberts in the world were grown near the Chernobyl reactor. And for about 5 years after Chernobyl, getting filberts at all was nearly impossible until other parts of the world began to get some trees that would begin to bear nuts. Now, 25 years later, that it's taken that long for the world demand and supply and new groves being brought online to finally even out the demand supply curve because of something that happened over in the Soviet Union.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of different circumstances obviously involved in all this. But the candy bars are fabulous. Truffles, fudge, you know, there's always something fabulous there. And there's also sugar-free, gluten-free, but there's also special holiday offerings. And I will tell you, you know, as much as I in the past have gone out to stuff my kids' stockings with various candies and chocolates, they know that Santa's bringing Andersons, I swear, in their stockings. So talk about some of your special holiday offerings you got this year, Leif.
Well, one of the most popular ones, which we started doing, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago, is peppermint bark. And it's available in dark chocolate or in white chocolate. And that has just taken off incredibly. We also do solid chocolate Santa Clauses in various sizes. And towers. And the towers have become really popular. And those towers can be filled with almost anything you want. But we do have them filled with truffles and snappers. Snappers and English toffee this time of year go crazy. I could make nothing but snappers and toffee and do awfully well.
That's fabulous.
Well,
and you got and there's chocolate suckers and these amazing molds that you have of these vintage Santas and so forth. Those are beautiful.
Yeah, my favorite has always been, and maybe because my last name is Anderson, but my favorite has been the one we call the Norwegian Santa, which is a really old-fashioned looking guy. He's about 4 inches tall, and even as a kid growing up in the business, it's the one I wanted at Christmas, and we still make it today. And again, you're absolutely right. It's a vintage mold and we still scour the countryside looking for old original nickel silver molds, and we get them refurbished, replated, and keep them in use for another generation.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. Corporate gifts are also huge this time of year. I've got two people that are working just on making sure that somebody sends us their Christmas list. Here's all the people I want to send to. Here's what I want to send. And I have two people's job is just making sure that they get packaged out to the carrier to send to all their people all over the country. And it's a rush. It's the race against the clock every day. We come in the morning and go, oh, my golly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get going.
That's exciting. No, that's exciting. And you know what? Here's the thing, too. I mean, you can go online and check this out at AndersonsCandyShop.com. But you talk about the corporate stuff. But if you can't make it out to the Barrington or Richmond location and you want that chocolate delivered, you obviously ship also online.
Yes, everywhere in the country, and it's not too late to order. We will get your gift wherever it needs to go by Christmas. Just give us a call or order online. Either way works. And
throw the phone number out there and throw the email out there, or the website again.
Website, the phone number is 888-214-7614. It's a toll-free number. And the website is www.AndersonsCandyShop.com. Make sure it's plural, AndersonsCandyShop.com. And the chances are I'll be answering your order when you send it in.
And as a small business, you always give back to the community. You have a give back box that you do every single year.
Yes, we do. And 25% of the proceeds of that box go directly to the Family Health Partnership, which provides really high-quality health care for people with no insurance or who are drastically underinsured. And we've been very proud to be a part of that as a way to give back. That was a box that was designed by my daughters, Kate and Suzanne. And this year, if you happen to come to the Richmond store, we've also partnered with the J.B. Strong Foundation to do a food drive to feed 33 needy families. Yeah, just drop off your contributions in the store, the drop-off baskets right next to the door as you come in, and you'll be helping feed 33 needy families in the Richmond Spring Grove area.
Very cool. And again, Richmond, the original shop is at on Main Street in Richmond, also on Main Street in Barrington, and again online at Anderson's. CandyShop.com, and also when you're there in Richmond, say hello to Leif, the rest of their family.
Absolutely.
Nicest people you'll ever meet, best chocolate you'll ever have. Leif, happy holidays to you, pal.
Thank you very much.
All right, take
you too.
All right.